Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide. It's 2 p.m. Eastern, May 13th, 2021. This is Close Up Radio. We appreciate you joining us here on this broadcast as we welcome a brand new guest to the show, Diane Cabal of Fulcrum Network, based in Naperville, Illinois. It's an extraordinary company doing amazing things to make our world a better place. Matter of fact, Diane is the owner of Fulcrum Network, which is a boutique firm that assists learning and development and human resource professionals to find the most optimal programs for training and organization development, as well as executive coaching projects as well. They connect organizations with independent consultants and boutique firms for all sorts of resources around learning and development, human resources, and organizational consulting. They also provide experience-based virtual learning using a platform that deploys unique ways to convert existing content delivered in a physical classroom to the virtual format, which has been, as we have all learned in the last 12 months or so, has become prominent in our lives, the virtual format for so much of our life lately. With a myriad of companies in today's modern workforce faced with the challenge of taking their in-person classroom training and making it virtual, they opt to tune into a Zoom or some type of live virtual training. Using only live virtual training for courses longer than 90 minutes is typically not effective, and it sort of demotivates employees. But Fulcrum's methodologies and training tools actually engage participants in numerous ways that make learning more engaging and effective. Fulcrum offers incentives as their technology tool is really gamified, providing recognition for completing the work, and they get the points and have fun contests complete with prizes too. The way COVID has dramatically changed the way we work and everything going virtual, Fulcrum is also launching a program called the Modern Managers Leadership Series, which focuses on all the skills leaders and managers need. Diane says they're working in hybrid and remote teams, so they're aiming to get as many companies interested in this approach because people really flourish learning this way. Live and direct from Illinois, let's welcome Diane to the show exclusively for this next 30-minute conversation on Close Up Radio. Diane, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate being here.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. We appreciate you being here with us as well. Extraordinary work that you do, Diane, and so on point and relevant and topical for our times, too. When you look back maybe at some of your own journey and your own decisions and inspirations and passions, when did you realize this was work that you were meant to do? And also, out of that passion and enthusiasm and understanding for this love of this work, out came Fulcrum Network and its creation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I have worked in the corporate space for about 15 years, spent some time with Montgomery Ward, if any of you are old enough to remember that company, Budget Rent-A-Car,
yes,
and Cincinnati Bell Information Systems. And so I got a really good foundation for business, finished my master's degree. And the interesting thing is that I was laid off from each of those companies. And I got a great deal of experience in networking to try to find my next position. And I decided that I wanted to get involved in a professional association. And I was the director of the job bank for the Chicago Organization Development Network. And back then, people would send me self-addressed stamped envelopes, and I would get job leads and make copies of them and stuff them in these envelopes and mail them out to people so that they could then respond to that job opening. So So this was before we had, you know, the internet and job boards and things like that. So I became a master networker and built quite a bit of, a network of professional relationships. And after that, I had gone out on my own as an independent consultant back in 1994. And one of my first clients was Anderson Consulting, and I worked as what's called a learning coach. And they needed about 10 more people with a very similar background and experience to me. So I gave my client on a little sticky note the names of about 10 people. And she ended up hiring 7 contractors and 3 full-time employees. And she said, you know, I feel like I should be paying you for this. And this was really the beginning of Fulcrum Network, where we started to connect our clients with independent consultants and firms that specialized in learning and development and consulting. And so we've been doing that now for more than 25 years.
That is sensational. That is, congratulations on that amazing track record. Let's break down and describe a little bit, maybe more deeply, some of the work that you do. I mean, you're exceptionally skilled at helping people identify their natural gifts and talents. You, as you've described, you discovered yours and out of that passion created Fulcrum Network. It really is essential, as well as for consultants to really identify one's natural talent and use it to the best of their ability at work. And at Fulcrum, that's one of the many things that you really teach people and show people, right?
Absolutely. So I've identified my own natural talents, and I became a talent broker. And what I'm often doing is connecting our clients with resources, consultants for learning, human resources, organization development projects. And I've got a network of consultants in these firms that provide services. And so I am like a little radar detector for talent and what people are really great at. And I know which client would be best with which consultant. So that's one of the things that we do, is this matchmaking of client needs with the best consultant based on, their top talents. And then the second thing we do is we help internal and external consultants convert their in-person training content, as you mentioned, into what I call engaging digital experiences. And we're using our experience-based virtual approach and Fulcrum's own programs, as well as the programs of the consultants that we work with.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. It really is, it's a team effort, really is. There are many different, coaches out there who do all kinds of different things, but you really help individuals figure out what's aligned to their purpose, and the experience-based courses help people reach that as well, that understanding. You have this sort of laser-focused, an accelerated approach that helps people tap into those, the essence of those natural gifts. That, I would say, is one big difference that makes you stand out at Fulcrum Network. What are some other things, would you say, that you do in terms of your approach, your resources, your toolkit, your methodologies, that might stand out from others that are out there?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I love to do is work with consultants and help them identify how what they do uniquely well aligns with a market need and with the way that they might be providing their service. So it is something that is personalized and customized to them so that they really stand out. And I have a program called Essential Circle. So we help them identify it that way. And then in addition to that, we provide our clients with options for projects. So they may have a need for leadership development training, and Fulcrum would provide the client with a few bios for consideration, and we can cherry pick from our vetted network of consultants who is best aligned in terms of industry experience as well as their expertise and even the chemistry and the fit between the particular client that they're working with as well as the organizational culture. And we are like a third party involved here and making sure that the client is satisfied. So the clients are typically more open and willing to share directly with a third party, maybe something that isn't going exactly as they'd like it, and to, you know, ask the consultants to tweak it in some way. So being this third party, they're more honest and we can actually provide better services. And so most of the consultants that do, you know, work for Fulcrum, they're doing the delivery of the consulting or training that Fulcrum is selling. So we're selling their services, if you will.
I like that. And that's a great approach. You know, it really is critical, and your understanding of this is expert because, you know, you've been there on the front lines, you've seen it, you've witnessed it, experienced it even yourself. It's really critical for employees to be engaged and entertained in training as well, right?
Yeah, you know, since COVID hit, so much in-person training has been canceled, and employees still need to be trained and developed, and a lot of companies have had to quickly figure out solutions to deliver training virtually. And most of them have transitioned to live, what I call synchronous learning, where, you know, everyone is in the same place at the same time. They're all on a Zoom webinar, if you will. Or maybe they've done e-learning, which is more of a self-study format. And the problem is most of the training that was done might have been a half a day long or a full day. And you can't just take a half a day program or a full day program and say, okay, let's just do this on Zoom. And we'll all sit on our computers at home for 8 hours straight.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to get distracted. That's just not going to work. Maybe 90 minutes is about the max that you can keep their attention. And if you convert it to e-learning, it's kind of boring. You know, it's hard to keep people's attention. It's really difficult to get learners to complete the interactions because they don't have a lot of opportunity to talk with anyone or to interact with a peer or a mentor or a coach. So both of these methods, the e-learning or Zoom only, isn't really very engaging or motivating, certainly not entertaining. And, you know, companies are spending millions of dollars on this type of learning, and it's just not getting the kind of results that they need. And that's why we've developed the experience-based virtual learning approach. And yes, you know, I have to admit, we do use some Zoom sessions. We do use some e-learning. However, I've identified 30 different methods that you can use to make your training and learning more experiential, more engaging, and more effective. And, you know, certainly it's more fun, as you say, entertaining, and it becomes stickier. And we use this term sticky, which means that, you know, the learning sticks. People will remember and apply what they have learned. And that's really the key and the bottom line.
That's essential, right? Absolutely essential. As I mentioned a little bit, you know, you have a toolkit, you have tools really that have been crafted for the clients. And I know that it's not one size fits all. There's all these different dreams and desires and goal setting and all the different things based on the individuals that you're dealing with, the company that you're dealing with as well. What are some of the tools that you offer clients in addition to some of what you've been laying out already?
Yeah, so one of the things that I found I had to create was this continuum to define what is experience-based virtual learning. And this continuum has two ends. One side is synchronous, where everyone is in the same place at the same time. And the other end of this continuum is what I call asynchronous, or, you know, the e-learning approach, where everyone is by themselves, self-study on their computer. But in between, there's these 30 methods. And so this continuum identifies a number of methods that clients can use to make their learning more engaging and experiential. So that is an awesome tool. And we use a program called Transformed Learning. And this helps both the internal as well as the external clients convert their content into these experiences. And they can do it with a technology platform, or they don't have to have a technology platform. But we role model in our Transformed Learning course these 20, 25 methods that they can use. So we have a platform that our consultants can use to deliver their programs, and our clients can use the same program as well. And we offer a number of off-the-shelf programs, which means they've already been created and clients can use them, you know, as they are, or they can customize them to their specific needs. So we have a lot of examples of different programs that clients can look at and say, oh, I like this piece, I like that piece, maybe I'd like to, you know, incorporate some of those methods that you've used. So we give them, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words and an experience is worth maybe 10,000 words. So we're yeah. creating these experiences that they're able to then go, oh, now I know what to do. And that's one of the things that we've done with our Modern Managers Leadership Series.
You know, I have to say, just in listening to your responses and the way that you're laying this out, you really love this. You're very, very passionate and enthusiastic about it, and it translates through loud and clear, and I think that's fantastic. That is very reassuring for your clients, for them to know that you and the team at Fulcrum you're all in on their behalf, and that is very, very important. One of the things, too, is something called Modern Managers Leadership. Let's talk about that a little bit. Maybe you can break that out for us.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. So, you know, one of the things that I like to say is that every manager is a new manager in COVID, because so much of how they've worked before is now being done differently. So the Modern Managers Leadership Series is a series of 6 training programs, and each of those programs is equivalent to about a half a day of leadership content on topics that managers need in order to be effective in this modern workplace, particularly because a lot of work is now being done remotely, either on virtual teams or, you know, what we call hybrid teams. You have some people in the office, some people are working virtually. So these 6 courses, 6 topics can really help managers and leaders be more effective and adjust the way that they're working with their teams. And we're offering this series in a public way, so any company can send one or more managers or leaders to any of these programs. And companies can also do these programs in a cohort or a group within their organization. So if a company has, you know, 20, 25 managers that they want to run through this series or pick certain topics, they're able to pick and choose what they specifically need in their organization.
That's great. That's perfect. Some of the other services that you also offer, I know consulting is one of them as well. Let's talk a little bit about, maybe give people a good idea of some of the services you offer. And then maybe we do have some time. Maybe you have, there'd be one or two success stories, case studies that come to mind where the resources of Fulcrum were called upon and you were able to get individuals, groups, a company from point A to point B through your work.
Yeah, sure. So we do offer some consulting, and one of the areas that I consult on is helping both consultants and clients convert their content into an experience-based format. And we do that with this Transformed Learning course. And we have expertise, experiences, sample methodology, and help our clients in whatever they need to do. We have a client now who is trying to start conversations with their employees and managers about how they're going to start working. They have bought into the fact that they're going to be in a hybrid environment. So they said, okay, we're going to allow 75% of the time for people to be virtual. But how do you have those conversations? And then how do you set up the team in order to be able to function in this way? And actually, one of the courses in our Modern Managers Leadership Series is called Best Practices for Leading Hybrid and Remote Teams. And so the client has some guiding principles around how they are going to be working in a hybrid way, and we're going to integrate those into this course. So we will customize this course for their managers, and we might be helping them with this initial conversation between the employee and the manager, because the associate needs to think through, okay, well, you know, what does my job require? Do I have kids at home? Do I want to, you know, come to the office 2 or 3 days a week? Because maybe it's easier for me to work there than at home because I'm not distracted, you know, with the family issues. So there's a lot of things that need to be discussed and to be considered. And then the managers also need to think about, well, what people do we actually need to have on site? So that's an example of where we would very much customize the learning and the intervention, if you will, for a particular team or organization. And, you know, some of the topics in our modern manager series, I just thought this might be interesting because a lot of people are becoming managers in this new world that we're working in. So we have a program called Moving from Bud to Boss. So this is for someone to accelerate their process to becoming proficient. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you need to do differently in managing in a virtual way. One of those is, how do you lead with emotional intelligence, that EQ? You know, people have to start reading the body language and the facial expressions much more closely when you are on Zoom and, you know, listening to voice when you're on the phone calls, because sometimes people don't want to put on their cameras. So there's a lot of things that they have to pay attention to in a different way. We've got a course called Being Resilient in the Midst of Change, Growth, and Uncertainty, which we know is just kind of a constant thing. So that's really important. What are the skills that I need as a manager or leader to be resilient, to be a role model for my team? How do I have those difficult conversations with people when I'm not sitting next to them in the conference room? And how do I coach them? You know, we have a course called Building Your Leadership Coaching Skills. How do I coach them? Not so much for performance on the job, but how do I help them grow and develop into, you know, their best selves? You know, what are their talents? What are their interests? How are those aligned with the company and with the what the organization needs? So there's just so much grist for the mill here right now with COVID, and so much has changed in the way that we do that. And that all requires coaching, consulting, training, instructional design, all the services that our organization offers.
Which is incredible. So the case studies and sharing some of the, do you have some more that you can share, some examples of how Fulcrum was called upon and a company might have been in this particular position? I mean, COVID, as you've beautifully stressed, has really changed the game. Maybe some relevant case studies or recent case studies where you've been actually working to help people navigate all this swift change, all that the pandemic, the economy, and all the different variables that we've had to deal with in the last 12 months that have been thrust upon us. We've had to work through things that people never thought they would be dealing with in their lifetime, have been front and center. How has Fulcrum been there for their clients? And maybe there's some examples of that work.
Yeah, so AbbVie is a big pharmaceutical company. We're working with them. They have a curriculum of about a dozen management and leadership courses. And we've been helping them. They were all done in the classroom. And through Fulcrum's consultants, we've been helping them to convert them into a virtual format. So courses like Leading Strategy, Leading Teams, Leading Inclusively. So we have helped them deliver those and make them very engaging and experiential. So that's been quite a success, and they've been getting really great feedback on that. Another organization called Zurn, they do quite a bit of plumbing and supplies and services, and they wanted to convert what they had, which was sort of just PowerPoint slides, into e-learning in a learning management system, and they were actually going to use it for marketing purposes. So like at Home Depot, when, you know, somebody comes in and is looking for a part, there's a little tutorial, a little video that educates the salesperson on what's the best part from Zurn to sell this person and how is it used, and, you know, it gives them some education and ability to answer some of the customer's questions. So all of that was converted into what we call sort of an e-learning format. So a lot of people are doing these digital types of learning, and that's what we've been working on as of late. There hasn't been any in-person training. All of that has been canceled.
Yeah, right, exactly. The virtual world has become paramount. Do you see that staying for a lot of companies? They're you know, morphing into the virtual world. They're understanding it. I mean, a lot have had to pivot quickly and even learn the technology, use the technology, you know, share with their employees how to use the technology. It's been a real quick, fast learning curve for many, right?
It really has. So companies have started to use tools like Microsoft Teams where they're collaborating and sharing documents, and they've got a lot of systems internally that now they're relying upon. And many companies are getting rid of their office space, or they're really reducing their, you know, office footprint, if you will. They're leasing out their space to other people because most people are going to either work in some way, half in the office, half at home, or completely virtually. And there may be just a core number of people that have to be, you know, on site. Certainly there's some businesses like, you know, manufacturing plants and things like that where you need people to be on site. But those businesses that don't, they are really embracing this. And I would say they haven't quite got the hang of it yet. They're now needing to make decisions about how much can people be out of the office. And if this is going to be permanent, well, then what do we really need to be putting in place? How is our team going to operate? They really need to do some resetting of their policies, their procedures, their communication, their technology, their documentation. And so we have actually some programs to help people do that, go through a process with a team to come out with this action plan on here's how we're going to work in this new hybrid or remote environment. So that takes some time. And I think companies are just beginning now to think about either coming back to the office or accepting that this is the way it's going to be.
Right, exactly. And you got to adapt, you got to learn. And this is where a company like yours can really, really help. Because again, you've had so many different experiences and you've worked with so many folks. Do you work, we just got about a minute or so left, but do you tend to work in teams and groups? Is it individualized? How does it work in terms of the process?
We work in all ways. So we have a number of executive coaches that work one-on-one with, you know, vice presidents and directors, and CEOs. And then we also have consultants who work with teams of people. We have trainers who will go in and deliver, you know, virtual programs or experience-based programs that I described where people are just coming together for a short week-long learning and then it's over. So there's just a variety of different ways that we work based on what the client needs.
And I want to get to the website, too, for everybody to connect with Diane and the team, www.fulcrumnetwork.com. That's fulcrumnetwork.com, FulcrumNetwork.com. Real quickly, do you work with companies large and small, all different sizes and different backgrounds as well?
Absolutely. We work with the consultants who are one-person companies. We work with, you know, United Airlines and R.R. Donnelly and huge Fortune 500 companies and middle market companies. So it just really depends on what they need. And we have consultants and resources for every one of those situations.
That's sensational. Again, folks, for more information, connect with Diane and the team at Fulcrum Network by going to fulcrumnetwork.com. Diane, extraordinary work that you're doing that really helps people, not just during times of pandemics, but from day to day, and you've really got this down, and you're very good at what you do, and you're creating a long-lasting impact, which I know is the result of your passion for the work that you do. Thanks for joining me as my guest on Close Up Radio. A real pleasure. I wish you continued success and hope that we get a chance to maybe chat a little bit more down the line. That would be a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you, Jim. It's been my pleasure.
You are very welcome. You take care now. Again, if you'd like to connect with Diane and the team, fulcrumnetwork.com is the website. This is Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, Stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another incredible guest right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.